Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to be together this Sunday morning.
Yes, it's good to be in the house of the Lord, people worth loving fellowship.
Yes.
The first service we've had here, Nikki, since April?
Yes, since we left for West Virginia last spring.
Right. And so we're just going to worship the Lord.
Yes.
The Bible says if we're two or more gathered together in His name, He will be in the midst of us.
Amen.
And I love Jesus, don't y'all?
Oh, with all my heart.
I don't know where I'd be if I had not called upon the Lord.
Amen.
Brian, you and I were talking just a while ago. You and I was going down a bad road, wasn't we? And the alcohol almost destroyed both of us. And Jesus has changed our life.
He sure has.
Yes.
And keeps on changing it. There's a song that says, take the name of Jesus with you.
Amen.
You know, when you're in bed at night and can't sleep, if you just call out to on that beautiful name, Jesus, He's right there, isn't He?
Yes,
He
is.
He's there for every need that we have, and He loves us so much.
Amen.
It's wonderful to be loved.
Well, I'm just happy to be here at People Worth Loving Fellowship Nursing Home Church this morning. And before we start, why don't you ask God to bless us?
Oh, I'd love to.
Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we praise You and thank You for Your love for us. Thank You that You sent Your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die in our place on the cross, that we might have our sins forgiven and have the gift of eternal life.
Yes, Lord.
And be filled with overflowing with Your Spirit, Father. We praise You and thank You for the gift of eternal life. We thank You for this time together, and we pray that You'd pour out Your Spirit upon us, refresh us and renew us, help us to bring glory to Your name, Jesus. In Your precious name we pray, and everybody said, amen.
Amen.
That's our purpose, isn't it? To bring glory to God. We can bring glory to God when we're stuck in a bed, sick, can't move, can't talk. We can bring glory to our Father. We're His creation.
The name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go.
Gracious name.
Precious name.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, how sweet.
Crown Him when our journey's gone.
Malpa and Isaac, it's so wonderful to have you with us this morning. As Pastor Buck said, when where there are two or more gathered in his name, there he is also.
Pastor Nikki, I can remember all last winter and the part of the spring before we went up to West Virginia. I can remember Moba and Isaac and Moba singing this song that we're going to sing together today. It's called, How Great Is Our God.
Amen.
He's a great God, and I want to tell you one thing. He'll never let you down. And if we get our eyes off of Jesus, then we're not going to see a great God in action.
Amen.
But as long as we got our eyes on Jesus, we're going to be okay.
That's right.
We're going to sing this, and we're going to praise our God. How
worship
great
the Lord.
Is our
worship
God.
Him. He's Amen. Worthy of all praise, glory, and honor.
He's our Jesus. That's right, Brian.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. The lion and the lamb, the lion and the lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our
God. Oh, I praise him. I praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't he wonderful? Oh, you just look back and you see all that he's done in our lives, how he opened our eyes to the truth, our need for a Savior, how he filled us to overflowing with his Spirit when we repented and asked Jesus into our hearts, and he's always here every minute, and we have the hope of heaven.
The hope of heaven.
Amen.
You know, this world has no hope.
No, it doesn't.
The world's hope is a false hope because nothing in this world is going to endure.
No.
Only the Word of God and only the people of God are going to endure.
And there is a program on television where it shows people that are building shelters underground, and they're storing up food and water. They feel that something terrible is coming, and they want to endure. But you know, God says that he's going to burn up the entire world, earth, with fire this next time. We just need to be ready and be safe in the Lord, and we don't have to worry about shelters and storing up food and water. He promised he'd feed us just as he feeds the little sparrow.
You know, I'm not looking to dig a hole in the ground, to crawl in a hole.
No.
When God brings judgment upon the earth.
No.
But I'm looking for the hole in the sky.
Amen.
Because I'm going to rise up through that hole.
Amen.
Instead of going into the ground like a worm, trying to escape the wrath of God.
Amen.
No one is going to escape the wrath of God.
No, they're not.
I don't care how many shelters they build. I don't care what they do. You cannot. This world can never prepare itself for the end times.
No, only by being covered in Jesus' blood, his sacrifice for our sin and for us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's sing another song and praise our God.
All right.
What do you say?
Let's do that. Let's sing one you all know. How about What a Friend We Have in Jesus? You like that one, don't you? All right.
Nick, it's so good to hear the music ring in people worth loving fellowship again.
Yes, it is.
We do know that our place is sold, and we'll have probably 6 months to a year before we finalize it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to meet here every Sunday morning at People Worth Loving Fellowship.
Yes.
As often as we can, and anybody that wants to come can come and worship with us at 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
Yes.
And We thank God that there's going to be a Baptist church that has bought our property, in the process of buying it. And it's going to take about 6 months to a year to complete it. But the place is sold. And the pastor last night said that him and his assistant and the youth minister said this is the perfect place for their church. And so
wonderful.
I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best for the people that at Autumn House and different places. And I'd love for you to meet the pastor. And I'm sure they could use a wonderful African-American drummer. Amen. Beautiful family. Thank the Lord for Mulba
and best
his
of
family
all,
and Isaac.
That they love the Lord.
Yes, that's the main thing.
Yes.
And so we're going to continue to worship here as long as we can, and just see what God has got for us. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Sing along.
Let's
okay.
sing it before you say.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Our best friend that sticks closer than a brother.
To carry.
And Jesus means everything. He wants to share everything with you. You know, in our marriage, I'm always bugging Buck, and I'm saying, what are you thinking now? What are you doing now? I want to know all about him, and I want to be with him. I want to be in on everything. Well, don't you think the Lord wants to be in on everything with us? I think so. And I know that when we include him in everything, that he directs our paths, he guides us, he gives us wisdom, he gives us understanding. He helps us go through whatever we have to go through. When we were in Okeechobee this past week, I talked to an elderly woman that had to have eye surgery. And she said, have you ever had a needle stuck in the white of your eye? And I went, oh, no. She said, you know, I just cried out to the Lord, and he helped me through it all, and it didn't even hurt. I saw that hand come around, and I saw that needle coming at me. And she said, the Lord helped me through it. And I bet all of you know of something the Lord has brought you through. And you know what? He's going to do it again, each and every time.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking when you said that, how that God brought Moba from Africa.
Yes.
He brought Isaac first. Mm-hmm. Isaac is growing up. He's a young man. Boy,
yes,
I tell you,
he
growing
sure
quick.
Is. Looks like a man.
And, you know, that's a miracle there.
Amen.
And God brought Moba over here to take care of his family. They've already had a child.
Yes.
And
he's adorable.
Yes. And God's given Moba a job with Comcast and
yes.
taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows how to take care of his people.
Yes, he does.
So good to belong to him. I want to bring the word today. Perhaps you don't know, we have a radio broadcast up in Beckley, West Virginia, and they'll be listening to our service. Want to welcome those this morning that have tuned in the radio to hear the Word of God and the songs of encouragement. And we're down here in Jacksonville, Florida this morning. I always keep track of the weather up in the mountains. And it was 12 degrees up there this morning. 12 degrees. That is 20 degrees below freezing. So that means that you can set your Kool-Aid outside and get you a popsicle out of it, can't you? Yes. But I want to bring the word while we have time to put it on the radio broadcast today. And want to go to Psalm 31, and David was writing about his troubles and his confidence in God. And, you know, we all have trouble. We all have trouble. There's no peace on this earth. There is families that are divided against each other. There's children against their parents, friends against friends. And you know, another thing that really troubles me is you'll see a church against church. There is trouble on every hand. And Satan, he does not have much time left, and he knows it. So he's doing everything he can to cause havoc on this earth. I thank the Lord that when we turn to him, that he brings us through our troubles. Our troubles are many. Our time is short on this earth. And we better get right with God. We need to have confidence in God. We need to love him. We need to respect him. We need to honor the things of God. We just, I went visiting this morning in a nursing home that did not understand why I would not allow one person in the service that would disrupt 40-something people that wanted to worship the Lord. And that shows me that nursing home and those people that work there do not have any fear of God or any respect of God, and they have no confidence in God. And so in the 31st Psalm, David I want to read a few things that he wrote, and let's start with the ninth verse. David said, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble." You know, most people don't know they're in trouble. But we are in trouble in this world. We're in trouble. Our government is in trouble. Everything around us, our economy is in trouble. There's no peace anywhere. People are seeking peace. You can't make peace with the devil. There's no way. Only Jesus can bring us peace in our heart. But there'll never be peace on this earth until Jesus comes back and straightens this earth out. David said, "I'm in trouble. My eyes consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. Everything about me is grieving." In the Bible, it says that there is a groaning inside of us. There is a longing for things to be made right. The whole world groans. Animals, everything groan. I watch my squirrels out there. And one squirrel will get mean. And he'll run all the other squirrels off when there's plenty of food for all of them. And if he would just realize, that stupid squirrel would realize that he needs more squirrels around him to look and watch out for that big cat that comes across here. There's a big eagle that flies and sits on top of this church roof and watches for them squirrels to come out. Well, here comes big bad squirrel. He don't want nobody else around, and he'll be prey to the enemy and wind up in the belly of the bird or the cat. David said, "My soul, for my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing." Nikki and I both turned 69 the last few weeks. And you know what? We look around, we say, where is our life going? We got married almost 20 years ago, and those years, they just went fast. But there has not been a day that we've had peace from the devil. There's no peace. Only Jesus can bring peace. He said, "My life is spent in grief, my years with sighing, my strength fails. Because of my iniquity, my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance that they did see me without, fled from me." Have you ever just looked around sometimes and you didn't have a friend nowhere? Have you ever felt alone? I have. You ever felt like nobody cared? Well, that's probably the right thing, because when you get down to it, only Jesus cares about you. You know, I've looked around in this ministry the last 22 years, and it's hard to find someone that's really faithful. But that shouldn't stop us from doing what God has called us to do, and that's why I opened this church up this morning. Now, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me if five comes or 50 or just you and I. Well, what does bother me is that I'm not going to let this place sit empty on Sunday morning if I can do something about it. Yes, the place and all is sold, and I'm going to have to move off one day. But until then, We don't need to look so far ahead. We need to keep our eyes on today. I've got today. You know, and I plan on having a good day today. We all are planning on having a good day. But time is short. Time is short. And you know, people forget all the good that you do. People forget. But God doesn't forget. God doesn't forget. There's a book called the Book of Remembrance where God puts in those things to show us one day and say, look what you did. It wasn't forgot about. David said, For I've heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But David said this, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. You know what? There's been times when I didn't understand why I was here, why I was there. There's been times we've been traveling in North Carolina and we've parked alongside the road at a Walmart or somewhere and spent the night or wherever we were. I found myself in South Florida. I found myself up in the Blue Ridge Mountains of West Virginia. And sometimes I've said, what am I doing here? And then I remember, I have a God. And our God sends us where he wants to send us. Amen? He's my God. He may not be your God, but he's my God. And he said, I will trust in my God. My time is in thy hand. Deliver me from the hands of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence which speak grievous things profoundly and contemptuously against the righteous. David said in the 23rd verse, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord, God has strengthened my heart. Brother Moba, my heart's beating strong in me. You know, the time is coming when we can't blame things on anybody else. The time's coming when we stand before God and give an account of what we've done. Lord, may I be found faithful. May you find me with love in my heart, reaching out. And today, no matter where you're at, those of you that are here at People Worth Loving, if you've got something that's too big for you to handle, if you've got something that's too hard, too great, I know, Brian, you've been doing your best to cut back on your smoking. And you need to completely quit because they've already taken out part of your lung. So this is a hard thing to quit, ain't it? It's a hard thing to quit. Well, you know, every one of us has got something that's too big and too hard. Why can't we trust in God today? Let's call upon him today. If you don't know him as your Savior, now's the time to call upon him. And cry out to our God. Say, Lord, I need you. I ask you to forgive me of my sins.